أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken a large group of companions for an expedition. And the number of muhajireen, emigrants from Mecca, has become large. A large number of muhajireen have joined the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the group, there are also people of the Ansar. So there are people from Mecca, and there are also people from Medina. Now amongst them is a companion, a companion who used to play a lot of jokes. He had a sense of humor. And this companion is from the Muhajirin. So he's from the emigrants from Mecca. And he's a jokester. So what does he do? He goes and he pokes one of the Ansari companions. Yeah. And some narration says maybe he kicks him. Another one, he pokes him with his, with his spear. And this Ansari companion gets really upset. He gets really, really upset. And, you know, he gets upset, so he ends up calling his people. And he says, he puts out a call, and he says, Ya lil Ansar. And then, you know, when he does that, the others, start doing the same as well. Ya al muhajirun, you know, muhajirin. So they started calling one another, calling each other for support, because you know it seems like there's a skirmish happening and there's a fight that's about to break out. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears this commotion, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes out and he says, مَا بَالَ دَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. You know, what's up with this call of jahiliyyah? You know, what's going on here? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told about, you know, what has happened. And he says, دَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا مُنْتِنَا. Or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used a different word, فَإِنَّهَا خَبِيثَ. That it is offensive, or it is filthy, you know, it is dirty, leave this. Right, it is disgusting. Don't make these calls based on tribalism, based on these differences between tribes and ethnicity. Right, this is not a call from the call of the believers. Now, from amongst the people who were there, guess who was there to take advantage of the situation? It is the chief of the hypocrites, Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Sulun. And he hears this. And you see, the enemies of Islam and the enemies of Muslims are always looking for opportunities to drive a wedge between the believers, to drive a wedge between the Muslims, right? Because that's one of the easiest ways to take down your opponent, is to cause dissension and division between them. So he comes around and he says, have they done so? By Allah, if we return to Medina, surely the most honorable will expel therefrom the meaner. Surah Al-Munafiqun. So he's taking advantage of this situation. You know, trying to, instead of trying to bring people together and trying to patch things up, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Make peace, make reconciliation between your brothers. But instead, the hypocrites, the munafiqun, the enemies of the Muslims, the enemies of Islam, what are they going to do? They're going to try to exploit every opportunity to cause divisions, to exploit any differences that may exist, because that is their way of settling their score against Islam and against the Muslims. You know, we learn about what Shaitan wishes to do. He has the same mission, to try to cause division between people. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the prohibition with regards to you know, alcohol, and with regards to gambling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. Shaitan's plan is to stir up hostility and hatred between you with these things, with these intoxicants and gambling, and of course, وَيْسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ, and to prevent you from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying. Right? So part of the plan of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by extension, those who have animosity against Islam and Muslims, is to try to divide people and try to cause divisions. There's also a hadith from Jabir radiallahu anhu, says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that inna iblisa yada'u arshahu ala al-ma, that verily shaitan places his throne over the water, thumma yab'athu sarayah, and then he sends out his troops. Shaitan, Iblis, he sends out his troops. فَأَدْنَاهُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَنْزِلَةً أَعْظَمُهُمْ فِتْنَةً, and the closest to him in rank, the closest to him, to Shaitan in rank, are the greatest at causing tribulations. So the more trouble one of the shayateen, one of his army causes, right, the more trouble he causes, the more closest he is to him in rank. And one of them says, يَجِيءُ أَحَدُهُمْ فَيَقُولُ فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. So one of them comes and he says that, you know, I have done this and I have done that. You know, so he comes, they all come and they report to him what they have done, what they have accomplished in terms of, you know, causing trials and tribulations, causing trouble for people. So one of them comes and he says that, فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا, I have done such and such. And Shaitan says to him, فَيَقُولُ مَا صَنَعْتَ شَيْئًا, that you have not done anything, you have done nothing. Okay, so he dismisses what this one Shaitan comes and tries to show that, you know, what he has accomplished. Then he says, ثُمَّ يَجِيءُ أَحَدُهُمْ فَيَقُولُ, then another one comes and says, مَا تَرَكْتُهُ حَتَّى فَرَّقْتُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مُرَأَتِهِ, that I did not leave this man alone until I separated him from his wife. You see, once again, causing separation and division between people. And then what does Shaitan do? فَيُدْنِيهِ مِنْهُ وَيَقُولُ نِعْمَ أَنْتَ. So Shaitan embraces him. He says, you have done well. So that is what Shaitan celebrates when people, especially close relations, have been severed, and a man and a woman, husband and wife, have been separated from each other. Right? And the instigation is caused by the shayateen. Right? They're looking to find opportunities to exploit differences, to exploit, you know, moments of weakness perhaps, to exploit any opportunity that they can find to cause division between people. Now, my brothers and sisters, you know, this unfortunately is something that has been employed time and time again, right, between the Muslims, between the believers. Now, as we discussed earlier, you know, at the advent, or before the advent of Islam, right, there were a lot of decisions, a lot of divisions. And in Medina, there were the two main tribes, the Aus and the Khazraj. Both were Arabs, but they were, you know, continuously waging war against each other. Right? This would go on for generations even. Right? So they would have grudges, they would have battles or differences that would go on, like back and forth, you know, tit for tat. It would keep going on and on. And this cycle of violence, of attacks and counterattacks, had continuously weakened them. But when they accepted Islam, when they accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they accepted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as their leader, as the Prophet of Allah, then all their hostilities ended and they became like brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that He brought their hearts together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought their hearts together. لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ, that had you spent all the riches in the earth, you could not have united their hearts. So it's not about spending, it's not about money, it's not about, you know, spending resources and trying to bring people together, but rather it has to do with the hearts, and the hearts are in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who united them. Now, my brothers and sisters, what was it that they united upon? Did they unite upon their ancestry? No. Did they unite upon their skin color? No. Did they unite upon geography of the land that they're from? No. They united upon La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is that which brought them together. That became the means, right? The core, the essence of bringing them together and being able to overcome these generations of hostilities and grudges, right? This is something remarkable. This is something remarkable when you, especially when you look at the circumstances and the history at the time. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبَلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold firmly together to the rope of Allah, حَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Right? And there's different interpretations, right? The covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is narrated from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Kitabullah wa Hablullah al-Mamdud, Mamdud min as-sama'i ila al-ard, the book of Allah is the cord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended from the heavens to the earth. Right? So there's different narrations, but nonetheless, holding together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you consider it the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but being together for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put it that way. So, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not be divided. So this instruction is very, very clear. And then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here also, He reminds the believers, He reminds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers of His favor. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember Allah's favor upon you. When you were enemies, then He united your hearts, so you, by His grace, became brothers. Right? So you were enemies before, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united your hearts, and it's not like you just became okay with each other, but you actually became brothers to one another. Right? And Jubayr ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu, he also relates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that laysa minna man da'a ila asubiyya, that he is not one of us who calls to tribalism. Laysa minna man qatala ala asubiyya, he is not one of us who fights for the sake of tribalism. Wa laysa minna man mata ala asubiyya, and he is not one of us who dies following the ways of, or the way of, tribalism. And tribalism is very specific to tribes, right? But the concept is not limited only to tribalism, right? It includes any divisions which are celebrated and are seen as a means of superiority or of being against others, other than La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, right? And this includes nationalism, my brothers and sisters. So to have a connection with one's land, to love one's land or city or place where one is from, there's nothing wrong with that. The Prophet ﷺ was from Mecca, and he loved Makkah al-Mukarramah. Right? And he was deeply saddened when he had to leave from Mecca, and he loved to return. Of course, he still didn't live there, but he had deep attachment to Makkah al-Mukarramah, even after the opening of Mecca. So there's nothing wrong with loving your homeland, loving your city, your place, having attachment to it. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is to use that love and that attachment or that title as a means of feeling superior over others, or to gather people against others on the basis of this. So this is what has been prohibited by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And guess what? This is what the opponents of Islam and the Muslims want to plant and have already planted in order to divide and conquer. If you look at the map of the world, right? If you look at world events, if you pay attention to what is happening, this is precisely what is happening. Divisions based on nationalism, based on the land where you are from, and fighting others based on that. Yes? And sectarianism, right? Divisions. And exploiting those divisions. It's natural to have differences of opinion. We've talked about this before. Right? You can have a difference of opinion that is academic. You can be respectful about it. You can vehemently disagree without fighting about it. All of those things are possible. But no, they will try to exploit every single division, whether it's nationalism, whether it's based on race, whether it is based on sectarian differences, whether it is based on differences in understanding in Islam. right? Every single difference you will see is happening now, and you will continue to see will be exploited to try to keep the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam divided. As long as we continue to fall into that trap, nothing is going to change. As long as we continue to fall in that trap, nothing is going to change. So yes, you can have academic discussions, we can have disagreements on the way forward, but remember, what unites us is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Not the country that you're from, not the blood that you have, not the color of your skin, right? And this is what actually makes the opponents of Islam and Muslims afraid. They are afraid that if the Muslims come together on La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and they disregard these arbitrary boundaries that have been imposed upon them through colonialism and imperialism, and they band together as believers, and they wholeheartedly believe in the message of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then they're going to have a problem. So therefore the strategy is keep them divided, keep them fighting each other, and clearly that is happening, right? It is in front of our eyes. So how is this going to change, my brothers and sisters? We are going to need to be the ones who drive this change. We are going to need to be the ones who drive this change. How do we drive this change? Do we pick up arms and we start fighting? No, because it's just going to make the situation worse, right? Whenever you come across such differences, even if they are deep differences and you feel like you are upon the truth, always think about what the consequences of your actions are going to be. Is it going to harm? Is it going to be a net benefit for the ummah, or is it going to be a net loss for the ummah and for the community? Is it actually worth? So I'm not saying that you should not say anything or do anything. Yes, you should oppose it. You should oppose wrong. If you believe something is wrong, you should oppose it. You should speak about it. You should present logical arguments against it. You can campaign against it. You can advocate. You can do all of those things. But don't make the situation worse. Don't make the situation worse, because whenever that happens, guess who's ready to exploit that? All of those who want to cause harm to our community, to the ummah, and to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Obey Allah and His Messenger. Do not dispute with one another, or you would be discouraged and weakened. So persevere, and surely Allah is with those who persevere. So my brothers and sisters, as we see world events happening, as we see differences being exploited, as we find, as we see and witness efforts to create divisions and to perpetuate divisions and to rile groups of Muslims up against one another, whether it's sectarian groups, religious groups, countries, whatever the case may be, let us remember this, my brothers and sisters, that this is part of a larger plan. This is by design, and the way out of this is to not fall for it, and to remember that our hearts must be pure towards our brothers and sisters as much as possible. And even when we have differences, we understand that we are not to become victims of those plots by those who want to cause harm to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the ummah, and to the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah azza wa jal protect, unite the hearts of the believers. Allahumma alif bayna qulub al-muslimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us united as He has united us here, alhamdulillah. Different nationalities, different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different religious views. Alhamdulillah, we come together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to carry the spirit forward, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this the reality around the entire world. Ameen wa akhra da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Take a quick break and we'll continue, inshallah.